This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show. It is 6:11, hump day morning.
Hump day!
How'd you know I was going to say hump day?
So yeah, smart. Big surprise.
Mm-hmm. Paul Mercurio has been texting us since
all morning.
Since last night. Yeah. I mean, I was in bed by the time he started texting us.
Jesus.
So he was on The Late Show with Stephen Colbert last night. He's one of the writers on the show, and he's a longtime friend of our show. He was a Daily Show writer for a long time, and we met him probably 7 or 8 years ago, maybe more. And he started to come on regularly. So we love Paul. So he texts last night, you know, hey, I'm on the show tonight. And I'm going to be in town August 25th and 26th. So we're looking forward to seeing him there. So I said, hey, we're going to listen to last night's show. And if there's any, you know, funny audio, we'll grab it and play. He goes, oh, thanks. He goes, I was terrible. thanks. That'd be awesome. And be great for my Broadway show. He's doing a one-man show on Broadway that was supposed to open last week, except a homeless dude set a fire, and they had to evacuate the theater and they trashed the theater, I guess, in putting out the fire.
Yeah.
And so it actually started, I want to say, what was the 30th, Monday night or Sunday night?
Monday night. I guess Monday.
So he did start the show this week, but it was delayed and everything. So he said, last Monday, the 23rd, was supposed to be my opening night. About 2 hours before the show, while we were rehearsing, a homeless guy lit a fire in the stairwell and we had to evacuate. Trash the theater. We had to cancel all the shows last week. So this Monday, the 30th, was my new opening night. A hell week. Had to refund tickets. So maybe anyone coming to New York City from the Bay Area for a trip might hear about my show and put it on their list of things to do while they're in the city.
I saw his post on Facebook, and of all the stuff he wrote, which I hate to say this because it was like, the Jerry Orbach Theater.
There's a Jerry. Oh, well, he was a Broadway star.
Right.
Yes.
Jerry Orbach was?
Yeah.
Yes.
The guy from Law and Order?
Yes.
He's dead, right?
Yeah,
yes.
He passed away. Uh-huh.
But that's my dude. So
yes.
I saw
that,
they
you love
named
him.
The. Yes, I love him. So that's, they named the, apparently he has his own theater.
That's nice.
So I was like, oh, look at you. You made it. Look at
that's
you.
That's big to have a one-man show on Broadway.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
It's great. I can't wait to talk to him about
and
it.
And in the Jerry Orbach
Theater.
And a theater,
named after you. Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Nice.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So anyway.
So did you hear the audio? Is he any good?
I'm sure he was funny. He's actually been pretty good on the show. Like, he'll just, you know, they give you, what do they give you, 3 or 5 minutes or something to do a little stand-up on there. So he comes out and does a little spot. So no, I haven't watched last night's. And I told Brent about it kind of late, so he doesn't have the audio yet. But I wanted to mention, if you're going to head out to New York, you know, put that show on your list. Our pal, Paul Mercurio. And actually, since he's going to be, did he say Cobbs?
There's so many messages.
It's one of the first messages. He's going to be at Cobbs, I think, the 25th and 26th of this month.
I'll be in town August 25th, 26th at Cobbs, yeah.
So check
out
Paul.
Yeah, we'll get him in.
Can't wait.
Yeah.
Sure, he'll be all powdery. That's all we ever talk about with him. Congratulations to David Hasselhoff. The Hoff.
What?
He just married his third wife.
Dummy.
It's love, Vinny.
You can be in love without getting married. You can. You don't have to.
Not David. David's got to go all the way.
Do you remember... Listen, David Hasselhoff, we had to listen to the bull crap in the news about you fighting with, what was his, Bach? Was
Pamela
that his last?
Pamela Bach, yeah.
With fighting over his money.
Oh, they still fight over it. She went back. She was like, I'm not getting enough.
Yeah, she wanted more.
Yeah. And he's even had a wife since her. Yeah, there was a whole nother wife in between. Her name was, Christine something.
Oh, my God.
I know.
I don't know. I see a Catherine Hicklin.
Oh, is that it?
And
yeah,
then,
Catherine.
And then Pamela.
Oh, she was the second wife?
And then
so who
Haley.
Had the kids?
I thought it was Pamela, but...
I thought so, too.
I'm not sure. One? How many kids? He only has two.
Yeah,
girls.
Two the two daughters. Hooman knows the daughters.
Yeah, I interviewed
Pamela.
The daughters.
Pamela's
the
one.
The red carpet.
Were they nice?
Well, they were little kids. It was for Pirates of the Caribbean, the first one, and it was an overwhelming red carpet. It was a quarter of a mile long. It was in Disneyland, and the daughter just stood at our table and stared at Maddie, and Maddie was like whispering, "Who's this chubby girl staring at me?"
Stop it.
And then all of a sudden, David Hasselhoff comes over, and Maddie like jumps out of his seat, and he's like,
"Mr.
How
Hoff?
Are you so cool?" And he, in David and him had this incredible rapport, and I just kind of said, because Maddie just was geeking out over him. Okay. So,
did he love David Hasselhoff?
Yeah, David Hasselhoff's
really
cool.
I didn't remember.
Yeah,
that.
Yeah, he did.
Well, that's what you do in an interview to make someone, you know, open up, tell them how cool they are, right?
Yeah.
Oh, you're so I cool. I think you're amazing.
Oh, thanks.
Oh, you do? Oh.
David Hasselhoff?
Oh. Well, thank you.
Oh, my God. Guy couldn't be a bigger Barney.
Yeah, he's kitschy now, though. Like, it's come back around. Like, for a while there, it was like, really? The Germans love him? That's because they're the only ones. And now, you know, there's like a whole resurgence of, like, I don't know, nostalgic.
Whatever.
Love.
I'm not falling for any of it. The one time I looked at the Baywatch, the one time, because I never watched it. The olden days Baywatch.
So good.
I tune in and David Hasselhoff is disarming a bomb on a boat in the bay, and I'm like, what the is this?
That's what lifeguards are trained to do, Vinny.
Yeah. Isn't that right? Because that's...
Apparently.
He has to save the beach.
They were like the most awesome group of... I mean, they could solve crimes. They looked amazing
there, like,
running.
Wasn't like a Baywatch by night or at night? Something.
Yeah, Baywatch like Nights, I think it was called.
I do remember at one time it was the most syndicated, worldwide it was the most syndicated show.
Yeah, it was in like 200 countries.
But
like
I looked at
thing.
It just at, because you see enough in the news or, you know, random video clips that you go, I'll never watch that. But then I finally did and went, okay, it's as crappy as I thought.
No, it's excellent.
It's utter crap.
I just used to, Pam Anderson wasn't on it all that long, but I just, that was where I fell in love with Pam. Oh, Pammy.
Baywatch Nights lasted two seasons.
Oh. Who was the star? Was David Hasselhoff on that one, too?
Yeah, so
I'm
looking at the poster, and it's Angie Harmon, David Hasselhoff, and Lou Rawls.
Oh, Lou Rawls was on it.
You like him?
Was he the guy who played at the...
Lou Rawls, the singer?
Yeah. So was he like the nightclub performer? Like they'd walk into the same nightclub and there would be Lou Rawls.
Donna D'Errico was also on
it. Donna D'Errico is no joke, man. That girl was beautiful. Yeah, I don't know what she looks like now. I don't know. She was married to Nikki Sixx, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
From Motley Crue for a while. They
had
all married.
A little work done, I believe.
They also.
Well, what'd she do?
The big same surprise. Sounds familiar. Carol Alt.
She was a model.
Remember her? She was a model.
Yeah. Like a supermodel.
It's got to be really old to know who she is.
You don't have to be that old.
Listen to you.
We're not that old.
You know what's funny, though, is you just said she got a little work.
Yeah.
The year behind mine in high school just had their 30th year.
Yeah. Reunion.
Reunion. And so all the pictures are getting posted, and the girls are just all victims.
Mm.
They've all got
really?
That not one line and the shine of the forehead that is from the boat.
Mm.
They all have it. Like, eesh.
I need to get that.
It looks like...
What?
No, you don't.
I'm telling you, it doesn't look good.
Look at these creases between my eyes. These
you
don't
bangs.
Look good.
You don't even...
No
I don't
even
think you notice
it.
Anyway, but you don't need that.
It'd be great, though. Think about it. Like, you can
why?
Not have...
For what?
Know, just, like, be frozen. I'd be like, ha, 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 ha.
Yeah, my whole point is even normal people
what was happening with
are
you.
Ruining their faces. And somehow in that conversation, you go, I got
to
do that.
Yeah, I need to do that.
I got to ruin my face.
I want to ruin my face, too. I want to be in the tribe. There is a look. There's a look when people have gotten, like, the fillers. I don't know if I'd go for those fillers and stuff. Just make your face look puffy.
Mm-hmm.
Looks like Eddie Cibrian was also in it. I don't know who that is.
He's Leanne Rimes' husband.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah, they remember he.
Who was
she
his ex?
Broke up.
Brandi Glanville. Right. Mm.
She's a victim.
Yeah.
Big time. Look up pictures of. And look at
Celebrity Big Brother?
Yeah, she was on Celebrity Big Brother, but she's a real housewife. Right?
Yes, she was.
So, of Beverly Hills?
Correct.
Look at pictures. Brandy Glanville was maybe the cutest girl in the world at one point.
She was a model.
How about
she's
now?
Absolutely beautiful. She's a monster. She looks like one of those plastic surgery monsters. I mean, she's pretty.
Legs for days.
Yeah, she's skinny and gorgeous, but she's got that jacked up face.
When she was young,
I know.
Holy,
she was beautiful.
Yeah. Well, you could say that about all of us. I mean,
that's true.
When we
you
were
always,
young,
you always look better when you were young.
She doesn't look anything like that anymore at all. Look at how pretty she
that's
was.
Young. That's old.
Oh my!
Right?
Are you sure?
Yeah, it's her.
No, it's not her.
Let me see.
Is
no, it,
her?
It says Joanna Krupa.
Oh,
that's
she's
a
another
girl.
Housewife.
Isn't Joanna Krupa the stinky vagina one?
Yeah. Well, but the two pictures were the same chick. I'm like, that's not the same chick.
I'm like, wow.
She looks like Joanna Krupa. She's so pretty.
On Housewives of Miami before that went
okay,
south.
That's her. Brent found it before and after. Yes, she was prettier for sure because she looked human.
Yeah.
Brandy.
Brandy.
Whatever.
Yeah. Ooh, I haven't heard that song in a long time.
Oh, yeah, that's right. The sailor said, Brandy,
you're a fine girl.
Such a fine girl.
Ooh, wife you would be.
Such a fine girl.
Brandy.
Yeah, you did it!
Did the whole thing for that. That's a long walk. Anyway,
if you don't get it, neither do we. There's no point to that at all.
I totally get it.
We just love it.
Do
so
you?
Much.
Yep. It doesn't matter. It's so great. Okay, let me get through one story.
Okay.
David Hasselhoff.
Right.
Remarried. He married his third wife.
Dummy.
Right. That's where we started. Her name is Haley Roberts. She's a model. She's 38, so she's 10 years older than his oldest daughter. His daughter's names are Taylor and also Haley. So the new stepmom is Haley and the daughter's Haley. They're 28 and 25. They flew to Italy. A little ceremony. I guess that they met about 7 years ago. He was a judge for Britain's Got Talent at the time, and he was filming auditions. And she approached him for an autograph, and he's smooth. So he said, I'll give you an autograph if you give me your number. And 5, you know, that the rest is history. 5 years later, they were engaged. He proposed during a romantic beach picnic in Malibu. Aww. I genuinely had no idea he was going to do that. I'm still overwhelmed.
Can we see a picture of her?
Yeah. She's a generic blonde. I'm sure she's very nice. I don't mean to belittle her in any way.
All right.
So congratulations, David Hasselhoff. I guess his kids love her, and they were very supportive of this.
Wonderful.
How old is she again?
38. He's 66. She's 38. Mm, okay. So what do you think, 10 years and then she's wiping his ass? That'll be fun.
Oh, come on, man. Come on,
what's not true about that? Come on, you guys. Come on.
She's never going to do that. She doesn't like him enough to do that.
Maybe that's in the prenup. I don't know. Tiffany Haddish is in the new issue of Glamour. Tiffany really shot to fame with Girls Trip?
Uh-huh.
Girl Trip?
That's kind of where I first started knowing who she was.
But the first time I really saw her was she hosted SNL. She was the first female black comedian to do it. And she did this hilarious thing about her Steve McQueen dress that she paid all this money for to walk red carpets.
Alexander McQueen.
Is that what it is? Yeah, Alexander.
You said Steve McQueen.
So Alexander McQueen dress. And she was like, not only am I going to wear this dress, but you're going to see this dress more tonight. Like, she's very funny.
Is
she's pretty
she
loud,
the comedian that started doing Groupon ads?
Yes.
Okay.
She actually really loves
There's
Groupon.
There's tons of ads with her in them.
So she was asked, how many men have you banged?
Oh, cool. This should be fun.
Want to take a guess?
43.
Less.
Oh. 35.
More.
Oh. 39.
Less.
37.
More.
38.
38 is the correct number, Vinny.
Okay.
I done ran through 38 dudes, okay? Body count. Yeah, mine is 38. Write it down. Let them know I've had 38 experiences. But 38 experiences is different from 38 men. She was married for 5 years, too. And she's 38 years old.
Uh-huh.
So for 5 years, she was off the market.
As far as you know. or as far as he knows.
I'm just assuming, right? She said she's not dating anybody right now. I don't really have time. I've had enough somebodies. She says that if her acting career doesn't work out, she's going to be a sex ed teacher. I'd be the best. I guarantee none of my kids would have STDs after I was done teaching them.
Uh-oh.
Everybody thinks they'll be the best.
Yeah. Well, maybe she would.
One kid pops off. She'll be like, I'm out of here.
This is hard.
Screw this. I can't fight back. I'm out of here.
And I guess that's all I've got time for. You know what? I'm going to just tell you really quickly, on you guys. All three episodes of last week's Big Brother are in the top 10.
Of course they are.
They only have 5 million viewers apiece because it's summertime. And
yeah, what are they competing against?
America's Got Talent, and really that's it. Everything else is a repeat on here, basically.
Congratulations, you beat all the losers.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
You're the top loser.
Actually, they're not,
You guys
the top.
Are crazy.
The Bachelorette actually beat them. The boringette.
What beat them?
The Bachelorette.
Has she picked a person yet?
I have no idea.
I've only caught those little pieces that I've told you about, but I am curious who she ends up with.
I don't care at all. She's so boring. That was the number three show with 5.9 million viewers, and then CBS. Their best was number four with 5.7. They also hold the 7 and 8 spot. So congratulations to our favorite show during the summer, Big Brother. What's coming up, Vim?
Back to school stuff after these.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Oh, you see. Boy, people are really starting to buzz about this thunder from down under.
I know. I've been getting a lot of Facebook messages. People want to be part of my posse.
Yeah. Your posse.
Like, I go, yes. It is on.
So the Thunder from Down Under is a male dance troupe. They do not get fully naked. I don't want anyone to think that we're giving away naked shows. Yeah. But they do get, it's pretty risque. No. They strip way down. Mm-hmm. Just have a little, you know, a little sack holding everything together. Thunder from Down Under is performing a week from tonight, August 8th at Cobb's Comedy Club. You have to be over 18, but if you are, call us right now, 800-400-3697. We have a pair of tickets for you to join the party. No. Call number 9, 800-400-3697. If you want to hang out with Yuzette at Thunder from Down Under.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Imperfect Produce. Ugly produce has never looked or tasted so good. Celebrate their third birthday in San Francisco and see what the buzz is all about. Sign up now at imperfectproduce.com and get half off your first box using the code RadioAlice. Imperfectproduce.com.
Yeah.
It is good.
Whatever that girl said.
Actually, I have a grapefruit right here, and then I have two nectarines on my desk.
Oh.
From Imperfect.
Oh, the nectarines this week were delicious.
They were so good, yeah.
Last week they did these green peppers. I hardly ever buy green peppers, but I sliced them up real thin and sautéed them, did them with eggs. I'm like, ooh. Yum. Ooh. Peppers and eggs.
Mm. I'm going to call John and tell him I want that for dinner tonight.
Oh, he only makes dinner at my house.
Oh.
Yeah, sorry.
Darn.
So funny. He had a softball game last night, so I look at my son. I'm like, we're having eggs. That's really all I can cook.
What did his son say?
He goes, all right, that sounds good. Well, who's going to? I mean, eggs. They're delicious.
Yeah. They are good.
Any time of day.
I'll go egg burrito almost every time.
Yeah.
We do fried eggs, a little toast to dip in the yolk. John.
So bummed I can't just call him and have him make that for dinner tonight.
Yeah, it's a good thing to have. I have a John app. I tell him what I want for dinner and what needs to get done, and I come home, it's all done.
Neat. Really neat. Way to go.
Thank you.
Magic. Yeah.
So here's what's happening. If you missed it, I told the story yesterday as we head towards the midterm reelections of the Republican candidate in Virginia for Congress, a congressional candidate, that seems to have a love of Bigfoot in a way that goes beyond.
Like he's a Sasquatch erotica aficionado.
It's like a Bigfoot fetish, it seems. He's written a book about Bigfoot and why chicks dig him.
Chicks dig him?
I don't know. You tell me.
I've never really given... This is the first time I've ever thought to myself, oh, Bigfoot as a sexual creature was this guy with his drawing of a super ripped Sasquatch, by the way, like total six-pack and gigantic censored man area.
Right.
Like, I didn't really... I mean, of course, if I'd spent time thinking about Sasquatch, I guess that, you know... what you could see of his genitals would have occurred to me, but I didn't expect him to be so well hung. I mean, that is, you know,
impressive.
Right. It's super impressive. I mean, it's just a drawing, but, you know, I assume this guy's seen it.
Remember correctly, the candidate's first name was Denver.
Mm-hmm.
He swears he's just into the Bigfoot myth.
Yeah, but he's writing a book about the mating habits of Bigfeet.
This story actually isn't about that. This story is about how he seems to have... lit a fire, started a trend.
Under the Bigfoot community?
Apparently, he piqued a lot of people's curiosity with his Bigfoot fetish. According to Pornhub, within 24 hours of that news breaking, searches for Bigfoot porn went up 8,037%.
Is there a market for that? Are there Bigfoot porn
O's? I don't know, but when you watch Colbert today...
Yes.
Did he do a Bigfoot piece? On that, yeah.
Oh, great. Oh, good. Mm-hmm. Also, Paul Mercurio was on his show last night.
They say that Pornhub says we usually get a bump in searches when something makes the news. Mm-hmm. You can imagine what's her bucket.
Paris Hilton or Kim Kardashian.
The president.
Mia.
Stormy Daniels.
Oh, Stormy, sure, Daniels. Stormy Daniels. All these people.
The guy Jimmy G was dating. The woman. The lady. Porn lady.
But they say the jumps are never this big.
Yeah.
Like Bigfoot porn.
Well, what? I wonder what the number of Bigfoot porn searches were before, because maybe it was just one. And so 8,000 people.
Good point.
You know.
Very good point. No one looked ever before that moment.
And now some people have, so it seems like a huge jump, but it's really...
I do want to, in defense of our society in general,
There's no defense.
Listen, if we can... It's not a crime to look something up. You're sitting there. How many times have you had a question in your own head of what that looks like or what the answer to that is?
Yes.
And you've just said, oh.
Images.
Got
there it.
There
it is.
Now I know.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Delete.
Well, let's do it.
Yeah.
All right. Bryn's going to
do it.
I'm
sure there's a whole subculture on Sasquatch sexuality and, you know, people who are into that whole thing.
Is this Bigfoot fetish going to torpedo this guy's hopes of ever making it to
possibly
Congress?
I mean, I think it should. Rational people should reject this person. But on the positive side, like the fact that it's awoken this Bigfoot community and he can now be its leader. It's, you know, spearheading the campaign to find Sasquatch and check out his sexuality. I mean, he'll wind up selling books over this. Like this could be great for him personally, but... I don't think it's going to, although,
yeah.
You know, much stranger things have happened.
There's
Hello,
no
the celebrity a president.
Bigfoots on the search results here. All I see is dudes, regular dudes and regular girls.
With big feet?
Yeah, I don't.
Look up Sasquatch.
I did.
It's okay. Oh.
Sasquatch,
don't need to...
I looked at both of them and they're just both regular porn.
Yeah, I don't.
Yeah, there's no results.
Just a hairy dude, maybe?
Not even.
Oh.
Yeah, it's just super normal.
Is it wrong?
Yes.
You don't know yet.
It is.
It's not.
If
you you're not sure
ask.
Yet.
All right, go
Hold
ahead.
Hold on.
Lay it on me.
Some parents have started hiring video game tutors. So the first
there's
read.
Money to be made.
At, you know, dark whatever in the morning, I went, oh, a video tutor. I missed the game part. I thought, that's incredible. Like, if you need a tutor for whatever, math, whatever, you just, what are you?
Skype it.
FaceTime
right.
them,
sure,
whatever. And now you've got help without them showing up. Then I reread it and went, oh, that's not what we're talking about. We're talking about a young person coming to your house and tutoring your child on how to be better at the current hot video game.
Well, it is wrong, but... Not as wrong as I thought it was going to be. The thing is, people make real money playing these video
Wait,
games.
Wait, so have you done this?
No.
Oh.
Hired a tutor for that? No.
Oh, okay.
I want my kids to have real life experiences, and that's hard enough without getting them a tutor to make them play games more. But there are huge worldwide competitions in some of these games. There's real money to be made. I mean, I don't know how long a person can do this as a
well, they have
quote unquote career,
right?
Yeah, huge worldwide things, and people pay to watch other people play. Like
that's who PewDiePie is. A video
right.
game guy.
He's more like just, it's his funny, supposedly his funny, I guess he is great at whatever this game is that he plays, but it's more about how, you know, he makes funny commentary or whatever, but there are people who are just like an ace at a certain game and people will pay to even watch past games that they play, like to download them and watch
their
methods, right. Mm-hmm.
Tutors can run around $20 an hour and they'll help your kids get better at the biggest games right now, especially Fortnite. That's the hot game at
right.
the moment.
Mm-hmm.
According to the article that was written about this, parents have said helping their kids improve at Fortnite improves their social life. One parent told the Wall Street Journal there's pressure not to just play a game, but to be good at it.
Oh.
Kids are more obsessed with video games than ever, so their parents want them to be really good at something that they love. They love it. So a parent says, all right, I'll help you get good at it.
Okay. Look, the pressure to be a perfect parent, the pressure to be a good video game player. You know what? I'm not living in your family, and if that works for you, who am I to say?
Did you get horseback riding lessons?
Absolutely. I was passionate about horses.
Is it the same?
Probably on some level, and in other ways, no. Very different. But yes, but also kind of the same. I was instructed in the thing I was passionate about.
Right. I mean, on the downside, you'd say, but you're on the couch, kid. You're not even leaving the house. But there's for sure the similar, but I love this just like you loved horses. What's the difference?
You know, the thing too, the social aspect of it is that is a real legit thing. Like these kids' social media lives play such a huge role in their social interactions in the real world at school, et cetera. I mean, if you're a star at Fortnite or, you know, whatever you're passionate about online, I mean, that could very well translate into an easier course through school. I you know, other kids would have something in common with you that you could talk about. I can see that actually being a positive. So is it wrong? Maybe. But
they're not hurting.
But it's not for me to say.
I wouldn't do it, but they're not hurting anybody.
Right. And actually, if your daughter was way into something and you could find some kind of positive in it, you might go for it. I might.
I don't want to, though.
I know. I agree. But the thing is, you do want your kids to be happy and doing something
yeah.
that they love and something that they're enthusiastic about.
Luckily, though, I think she watches her parents and is at least right now influenced by the things we do and seems to be interested in that. Maybe as she gets older, the kids that she hangs with will play video games and we'll lose that. Right now, she drags her guitar into the room when I'm practicing and I'll put mine down and I sit her down and I'm like, okay, you're just going to play this string, then put your finger on the fret. And I just got her doing little teeny things. They're minor and she can barely do them, but she's four and she's already starting.
That's great.
I'm hoping, and she's got like a 5 minute max before she's like, nir, nir, nir. So I just
do it for
shiny.
Those 5 minutes.
Right. I just do a little teeny bit, hoping that I can improve her ability to see that if you push by the fret here,
yeah.
that's how you get sound.
Well, you'll be amazed how short the window is to really lay down the groundwork for who you want, what your expectations for her are. And they will stay with her, but the older she gets, the more other kids are going to matter.
I know.
And it's hard. It's very difficult.
Speaking
a couple texts, 95 says some colleges give scholarships for esports, i.e. video games.
Oh.
They call them esports in the article.
Oh,
wow. Okay. 707 says the best video game players are also socially stunted. So it would be interesting to see how well they could coach.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah.
With the rise of esports, if a kid gets good enough, they could go pro at video games
yep.
and actually make money doing
real
it.
Money.
So that's just the times we're living in.
Yeah.
Yep.
Times is changing.
And it's hard for a parent to navigate through that. What's right? What's wrong? What's going to screw my kid up? What's going to be okay?
I mentioned back to school before we went to spots. And so here's one of the things as kids are getting ready. The biggest expense is new clothes.
Mm.
Parents are having to actually save or put some money away in the budget to go buy a new, five new outfits, some extra tees and some clean underwear. I mean, I guess that's when you do it.
It's funny, too. I do leave it until, I mean, I'll probably do some back-to-school shopping this week because I haven't bought them clothes for so long. We did buy some clothes before our trip back home, so that took a little of the pressure off. But, man, did those pants look ratty. Like, I'm the one who does the wash, so I'll pull them out, and I'm, like, looking at the back of it going, oh, boy, this maybe has three more. This is going to wear through. Like, this, they're going to split their pants at school. It's going to be bad.
Is it the material? Is it them wearing them so often?
Yeah,
what's the problem?
Wore them every day for a year,
like clothes
basically.
Definitely aren't made as good as they used to be made.
Well,
yeah, they wear out. They get real thin in the seat, you know?
Don't forget, most of the clothes people buy are already pre-worn to look cool from the day you put them on. Mm-hmm. Like a Levi, if you buy a Levi 501, you can't even, they're so stiff when you start with them. Mm-hmm. You couldn't break through those for a long time.
Right.
But the pants that most people buy already have a thinness to them.
Yep.
So you know, one wipe out on a skateboard, they're shredded.
And I feel like all the elastic they put in jeans now, most jeans, you have to really hunt for ones that don't have a ton of elastic in them. That breaks down after a bunch of washing, and you know, it starts to even have like a rippled, like that part's let go. I don't like that. But yeah, so they wear out, and plus the kids grow, you know, so they're wearing floods by the end of the school year, and you're kind of giggling at them as they're walking
floods
away.
Floods aren't that bad. It's worse if their butt's hanging out the middle of a
That is
hole
true. Rather have floods than your butt hanging out.
New clothes are one of the biggest expenses. Electronics, often you have to buy the kid a new phone for the new year.
Or an iPad, or maybe they need a new computer.
Shoes, backpacks, art supplies.
There's always a long list of supplies that the kids need from school.
Being almost $600.
Mm. That sounds like a bargain.
It sounds low, doesn't it? Bay Area living.
Yeah.
Woo.
It's a party. Our text number is 800-400-3697. Actually, if I could, this text segment is brought to you by this message. You know, we love however you listen to Alice, but we need to make sure you know if you used to stream us on TuneIn, we are no longer available there. The only way to take Alice with you is streaming with radio.com. So radio.com is the app you need to listen to us on.
Right. You can get our full show live, and actually Alice all the live long day. And then I believe our podcasts are there too, yeah?
I think so.
I'm getting an I think so.
Yeah.
All the podcasts, the
all
Secret
the
Show and the
there.
Lost 30, all of it.
Mm-hmm. Right. 510 says, I thought of Sarah last night. NBC premiered a show about crafting in prime time with Amy Poehler.
Yeah, it's Amy Poehler
and Nick Offerman.
Right.
It's a
Making It or something?
Do It Yourself, something like that, yeah.
Yeah, it's like a challenge show where they have to, they make things.
I love those two together. And they were on Parks and Recs together.
Yeah.
So what do you think?
I haven't seen it.
Oh.
I'm interested. Mildly interested.
Yeah.
A bunch of people actually wrote in and said Venmo is owned by PayPal.
That's right. Yeah, we looked it up.
It is?
Yeah.
Oh, good for PayPal. Because people are like, PayPal.
They bought it for $800 million in 2014.
Oh, funny. Wow. Well,
so
it's a big competitor of theirs, I guess. In the end, we all wind up owned by the same corporation.
Corpo life. You know, that's so funny.
That's hilarious.
That there's a person who's like, I wouldn't PayPal. Meanwhile, yeah, you are.
Yeah, you are.
Yeah, wingnut. Sarah, have you used Apple Pay on your watch yet?
No.
Game changer.
Oh.
That's from 925.
No, I haven't done that.
Do it.
I don't know if mine would do that, Vinny. Mine doesn't disconnect from my phone, right?
What are you talking about?
You know how there's new Apple Watches that you don't need your phone to be with you in order to use them?
Oh. Well, isn't it just pull it up, hit it on your watch, and see what comes up?
How do I find it?
Well, you tap the button.
Yeah.
And get...
I'm looking to see if there's a wallet on there.
Yeah, it should
there
be in there.
There isn't.
Oh, there isn't.
No.
Well.
But that could be my, you know. Oh, hold on.
Oh, jeez.
Hold on. No cards or passes. Add cards for Apple Pay and the Apple Watch
so
app.
You just
so
gotta
I would have
add
to do it.
It
on my thing. But then I would still need to have my phone with me, I assume.
I don't think so.
Even though it needs to be connected?
I don't think so.
Yeah, it's okay. I'm pretty happy with my phone being on me.
These watches, though, just like the iPad, who knew you'd end up liking it?
I know. I really like it.
Me too. What's coming up in the trash, Sarah?
Well, I'm going to start with the Billboard Hot 100. I have a couple emails, too, I want to get to, and more after these.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.